So that gives us 3 minutes for me to talk, but that's actually okay, because I want to teach a fairly easy technique that, from what I've heard, I think might be of interest to most of you, if not all of you. And the technique is called Don't Know. And it's a technique that you can use when you're being agitated by things you don't know. Don't know what's going to happen. Don't know the answer to the question. Don't know when I'm going to die. Don't know. You know, we hear about don't know mind, and it sounds lovely, but someone, at least for me, needed to tell me how to actually apply don't know mind in a way that was going to be helpful. And so this is something that Shinzen taught me when I was still living in Tucson, and a friend of mine was in hospital dying. And it was the first time that I had encountered being present during the death of somebody that I knew. And so he taught me don't know, so that I could be present in the moment and not off worrying all the time about what should I say, and is this the last time I'm going to see him, and you know, all the things that were sort of clouding me and making it difficult for me to be present with him. But I use it actually pretty often, and it eventually, I get to feel like it's such a relief to not have to know the answer to things. You know, sort of like we're talking about that we don't like change. One of the things we don't like about change is that we don't know what's going to happen. We know something's going to happen, but we don't know what it is. And in the sort of normal human, how would you put it, approach, what our human being wants to be happy is for the body to be comfortable and the mind to have answers. And if we don't feel physically comfortable, we have to do something about it. And of course, that's fine if you can move or stretch or take an aspirin or whatever, turn up the thermostat. But what happens when we can't, when we have chronic pain or something like that? And so that's one place that we're always fighting against the reality of the fact that we can't always be comfortable. And then the other side is our mind wants answers. And, you know, this is not such a problem for me now, because when I get together with my brother, I realize I used to be like him. It's like anything that happens, if somebody cuts him up in traffic, he's got to know why. Why did they do that? It's like, that is so unimportant, but he has to know. Or, you know, why? How does this work? That's great to be curious and want to take things apart and put them back together. But if you can't just use something because you don't know how it works yet, then it's a very limiting factor. And so it's a natural thing that our minds want answers. And then, of course, it gets much deeper when we're looking at things like, what's going to happen? Who do I know that's going to get sick? Am I going to get sick? When this is all over, am I still going to have a job? You know, when am I going to die? There are profound questions that we cannot have answers to. And so this is a technique that we can use to train ourselves to not need answers. You know, the root of happiness is not about being comfortable and having answers. There are better things that bring happiness. You know, knowing who we are, actually discovering that who we aren't, the freedom of everything changing, that's going to bring a much deeper happiness than having answers to everything. And yet, as humans, our brains have evolved to want to know. So does that sound like a thing we can try? Okay, so the technique is actually pretty easy. You can do it when you're out and about, or you can do it when you're meditating. And obviously we're going to do it when we're meditating here. And the instructions, the simplest form of the instruction is just whenever a question arises in your mind, label it as don't know and let it go. Go back to what you were doing. So you're washing the dishes and you're thinking, oh, do I have to get more washing up liquid? It's beginning to look low. So don't know, back to the dishes. Be present with the dishes. Any question at all. Why did the chicken cross the road? Don't know. Go back to what you were doing. When we're meditating, we're just going to choose a technique that you like, that you're comfortable doing, and just do that technique. And whenever a question pops into your mind, we're going to have this additional overlay of the label of don't know. So say you're feeling physical body sensations and your mind starts to wander, what time is it? Is this almost over? Don't know, back to body sensations. And what will happen is that you'll start catching those questions. You'll start getting used to the feeling of those questions coming up and catching them earlier and earlier. And you start to catch them before they actually verbalize or materialize. And then there's so much less if you've caught it and gone back to what you're doing before it's materialized. There's so much less for your brain to hang on to and worry about. Now, this is not to say that you don't deal with stuff. You know, if you have to get more washing up liquid, then when it comes time to go shopping, then you have to decide what kind you want and how many bottles you're going to get. You don't go shopping and say, don't know. But at the moment that you're meditating or washing the dishes or doing whatever it is that you are trying to focus on, that's not the time when you have to decide how many bottles of washing up liquid to get. So is that clear? We're not throwing off responsibility. We're throwing off allowing responsibilities to get hold of us when it's not the time that we need to deal with them. So that's what we'll do. And questions don't always come up in words. Often they do, but it might come up as an image or a sound. You might hear a sound and notice that you're sort of mentally flipping through images, trying to identify the sound. That counts as a question. Don't know. It might even just be a rising awareness of confusion. Don't know, go back to what you're doing. So that's what we're gonna do. And if you'd like, I can guide a technique for you, or you can just use technique that you want. Probably want guidance, you guys always ask, so, and I like doing that. Any requests for a technique? Okay, let's do feel rest, because that's a nice relaxing technique, and that'll be something that we can go back to whenever we start noticing that we're agitated or asking ourselves questions. So take your moment to straighten up and settle in, get comfortable. And come into your body, bring your attention into your body. I'll be guiding you so you don't need to hang on to what we were just talking about. And we're going to feel rest. So allow your attention to rest in your physical body. And notice if there's any restful states. A restful state in your body would be physical relaxation. And we're talking about relatively restful. It doesn't have to be absolute, but if you tense your muscles and then let them go, then you can feel that pleasant relaxation. Restful can also be places in your body where you just don't feel much of anything. If you pay attention to your earlobe and you don't really feel anything going on there, then that's restful. And it might happen that you notice that there's no emotional activity. You check in with your emotional body and you just don't notice anything. You can note that as rest. Anything that's active that's going on, maybe there is emotional activity or you have tension or pains or itches, pressures. We're just going to let all that active stuff be in the background and choose to focus on what's restful in our bodies. So again, you want to be comfortable. If you need to scooch a little to do that so that you can contact rest, you can go ahead. And we're noting. So as you notice something, allow your attention to be drawn to a restful state or find a restful state. Note it as rest, soak into it, enjoy it, get to know it for a few seconds, and then allow your mind to relax, or allow your attention to relax, and be drawn or find rest, relaxation, lack of activity in the body. You can also find it on the out-breath as the muscles relax in your torso. So just note rest for a few moments. What you detect might be very small, just the end of the out breath and everything else seems active. Or maybe it spreads through your body and you start feeling generally restful. You can zoom in to little things, zoom out to cover your whole body, zoom in between. It's all good, just choosing to focus on rest. We're going to continue to do this for the rest of the period, but we're also going to add another little layer of noting, and that is if at any moment during this meditation period a question arises in any form, in words, in images, in emotions, confusion, curiosity. Questions don't always have to be unpleasant. Any question at all. As soon as you notice it, label that "don't know" and come back to your restful body. Just drop the question. Don't know. Come back. Question may come up over and over as soon as you say "don't know" and go back. It might pop up again. Then just label it again. Don't know. Don't know. Be patient. Let your label be even and matter of fact. Don't let your brain annoy you into being reactive. Just don't know. Come back to feeling relaxation, enjoying rest. If you're not sure if you're doing it right, don't know. Feel rest. If you're not sure if that sensation is a question or not, don't know. Go back to rest. We're feeling rest. And noting "don't know" if it ever comes up. enjoy the rest. Again, you can tense muscles if you need to contact relaxation again, or notice your out-breath. But let that be your focus and enjoy the pleasant sensations. And when a question comes up, don't know, come back to your body and enjoy the rest. There is a place for questions, but we can choose when to ask them. We don't have to be subject to the randomness of confusion. Don't know. Any question, any sense of needing to know something or to understand something? Any confusion, uncertainty? Don't know. And return to your body and enjoy relaxation. Enjoy rest. So any reports, questions, observations? Yes, let me unmute you.
It was wonderfully relaxing to not have to worry about coming up with an answer.
You see?
So I have to say I did very much enjoy it, and especially enjoyed your explanation that it's not that we're giving away a responsibility, it's just that we're putting it aside for a few minutes, mm-hmm. which is great. It really helped me quite a bit. Thank you.
I'm glad. And don't forget, you can also do it not during meditation. You know, you have times when you have to deal with stuff, and if this is not it, if you're trying to read a book or take a bath, you can choose not to be overcome by all of that.
Thank you.